Title: Reese Patch Polish Framework with Modern Punch and Vintage Sold in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a Reese that actually behaves in a jungle mix. Not just sounds huge soloed, but sits under chopped breaks, survives mono in a club, and still has that old school rubber and grime. We're going to do it as a repeatable framework you can reuse on any track. Three layers, clear rolls, controlled movement, then a polished chain that gives modern punch without deleting the vintage soul. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'm going to park at 170, because it just feels right for classic jungle pace. Now do the boring but crucial setup. Create groups, drums for your breaks, bass for your Reese rack, music, and FX or Atmos. On the master, drop a limiter with the ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Look ahead around 1 millisecond, and promise yourself it's only there as a safety rail. We're not mixing into a slammed master. The goal is to make the bass sit with the breaks before we even think about loudness. Now create a new MIDI track and name it Reese Rack. Drop an instrument rack on it. This rack is your control center, and we're building three chains inside it. Sub, body, and grit or air. First chain, sub. This is the part everyone wants to hype up, but the secret is, it should be boring. Stable, predictable, drop operator, oscillator at a sign. If you want slightly more presence, you can use triangle, but be careful. Triangle brings harmonics that can trick you into thinking your sub is louder than it really is. Set the level down, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Headroom now equals power later. After operator, add auto filter. Low pass 24 dB slope. Frequency around 120 Hz. A touch of drive if you want, 0 to 3 dB. But keep it subtle. Then utility, set width to 0%, full mono, and turn on bass mono, set the frequency around 120 Hz. Yes, it's already mono, but this is insurance. Club systems don't care about your feelings. Second chain, body. This is the Reese. This is the chew. Drop wavetable. Two oscillators, both basic shapes saw. Detune them, start around 10 to 25 cents. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low. In jungle, you want movement that's controlled, not a blur that eats your snare. Add auto filter after the synth. Use a 12 dB low pass. That slope is part of the vibe. It's more musical for a Reese. Set cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 800 range, because we're going to modulate it. Then add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Amount 15 to 30%. Width 120 to 160. Mix 15 to 35. The point here is slow phase movement. That's the Reese magic. Not just distortion. Not just loud. Slow phasing and a tune that feels like it's breathing. Third chain. Grit or air. This is what makes the bass read on small speakers and gives you modern edge without wrecking the sub. You can duplicate the body chain and tweak it, or just add another wavetable with similar settings. The key difference? It lives higher. Start the filter higher, like 500 Hz up to even 2K Hz depending on taste. Add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive maybe 3 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Then an amp device. Bass or rack are good starting points. Gain low at first. Then EQ 8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz so this layer doesn't step on your sub and low body. If you need the growl to speak, a gentle bell around 1 to 3kHz can help, but don't carve your ears off. Now we do the this is why it works in a mix part. Crossovers and phase safe layering. On each chain, put an EQ 8 and enforce the roll. SUB chain. Low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. No stereo tricks. Body chain. High pass around 90 to 120. Low pass somewhere between 2 and 5kHz depending on how bright your grit chain is. Grit chain. High pass 150 to 250. Let it own roughly 700 Hz to 4kHz, but manage harshness. Then on the rack output, add another utility. Set the overall width somewhere around 80 to 120% depending on the vibe, and turn on bass mono around 120 Hz again as a final safety net. The goal is wide and to live in the mids, mono solid in the sub. Now we add the vintage soul, controlled chaos. This is where it stops sounding like a static modern saw, bass and starts feeling like it came from a slightly unstable, slightly abused system. First, filter motion, the jungle pulse. On the body chain auto filter, map the cutoff to a macro called movement. Then add modulation. If you're using Live's modulation or an LFO device, set the LFO rate to half a bar or 1 bar. Keep the amount small. We're talking maybe a 50 to 200 HC swing, not a giant EDM sweep. It should feel like motion inside the note, not a filter demo. And here is a punch trick. Make the first tiny slice of each note slightly brighter than the sustain. In wavetable or analog, use a filter envelope with a short decay, like 50 to 120 milliseconds, low amount. That creates the illusion of a transient. Reese bass doesn't have a drum transient, but it can still speak like one. Second, micro pitch drift. Only on the body. Keep the SUB totally static. Add a very slow LFO to pitch. Rate 0.05 to 0.2 Hz. Amount 2 to 6 cents. That's it. If you hear it wobbling, it's too much. The right amount feels like alive, not seasick. Third, sampled vibe without committing yet. Put redux on the grit chain. Downsample 2 to 6. Bit reduction may be 0 to 2, tiny. Mix 10 to 25%. This is spice, not the meal. Old school character often comes from gentle degradation, not total destruction. Quick coaching checkpoint here. Calibrate your sub-truth early. Drop spectrum after the rack and play a sustained low note like E1 to G1. You want the fundamental to be the tallest peak with harmonics tapering smoothly. If the second harmonic is louder than the fundamental, your sub is not really sub anymore. That usually means you saturated too early, or your sub oscillator isn't actually a sine-like shape, or your low pass isn't doing its job. Also check phase interaction between SUB and body. Put a utility at the end of the body chain, and briefly invert the phase on left or right while the bass plays with the break. If the low end suddenly gets bigger or clearer, your layers are partially canceling. Fix it by adjusting the sub filter cutoff slightly, even 10 to 20 HE can matter, or reducing chorus action below about 200 HC, or changing start phase options in the synth, if available. Now the polished chain. This is where we make it hit like modern DNB, but still keep soul. After the instrument rack on the same track, at EQ8, high pass at 25 to 35 HC with a steep slope to remove rumble that steals headroom. If it's muddy, dip 200 to 350. If it's honky, dip 500 to 800. And if it lacks weight, do not just boost the sub. Try a small lift around 80 to 100 HC on the body region so the bass feels weighty, without turning into a sub-only blob. Next, roar. Think of it like a controlled distortion bus, not a random make it angry button. Start with one band or two. Protect the lows. Drive the mids more. Mix around 30 to 60%. If roar gets too savage, back it off and let the grit chain do the aggression. Then glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds so you don't choke the front of the note. Release auto or around 0.2 to 0.4 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. And keep gain reduction modest. 1 to 3 dB max. This is tightening, not flattening. Then a final saturator to knit it together. Soft sine or analog clip. 1 to 4 dB drive. Soft clip on. Trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. A limiter on the bass bus is optional. Use it for safety if you're resampling, not for loudness. If you're hitting more than about 2 dB of reduction, you're probably using it as a crutch. Now let's do the sidechain the jungle way. Not the four on the floor pump. We want the bass to breathe around kick and snare accents, and we want ghost notes in the break to stay audible. Option 1. Make an SC key track. Create a MIDI track called a C key. Load a drum rack. Put a very short clicky sample in it, and program a pattern that matches your break emphasis. Hits where the kick hits, hits where the snare hits, and maybe lighter hits where the break has a loud ghost cluster. On the Reese track, add compressor, enable sidechain from a C key, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release somewhere between 60 and 140 milliseconds, tune it until it grooves with your break, ratio 4 to 1, aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction depending on how dense your breaks are. Option 2, better most of the time, multiband ducking so only the low end gets out of the way, use multiband dynamics, duck the low band more, the mid band lightly. That way the Reese stays audible while the sub clears for the kick. And if you want to get really respectful to your snare, make two key tracks, one for kick, one for snare. The kick key ducks the low band harder. The snare key ducks the low mid, like 120 to 350, just a little. This is how you stop that classic problem where the kick feels fine but the snare body gets swallowed. Another fast mix audit. Do a breakbeat masking sweep. Put EQ8 on the bass. Make a narrow bell. Boost it a lot. Q around 8, and sweep while the break plays. If the snare suddenly shrinks around 180 to 260, your bass is crowding the snare body. If the snap disappears around 2 to 5k, your grit is too constant there. Make that grit dynamic, or sidechain only that band. Now the old school commitment move. Resampling, freeze and flatten the res, or record it to audio. In the audio clip, consider turning Complex Pro off. If you want gritty artifacts, try Beats Warp mode with low transient preservation. If it's steady notes, you can keep it unwarped. Then do micro mixing like it's hardware days. Use clip gain automation to level out notes. And if you want more definition, try a tiny front-loaded volume bump, like 1 dB for the first 30 milliseconds, then back to normal. It's subtle, but it helps the bass articulate through busy ghost notes. On that resampled audio, add drum bus. Yes, on bass, drive 2 to 6. Crunch tiny, like 0 to 10. Boom usually off unless you really know what you're doing. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 can add punch in the upper bass so the res speaks without needing more volume. Now arrangement. Jungle doesn't like static. It likes evolution, but it also likes intention. Use a 16-bar framework. Bars 1 to 4. Stable res. Lower movement. Slightly narrower. Bars 5 to 8. Increase the movement macro and maybe a touch more drive. Bars 9 to 12, do call and response by pulling the filter down at the ends of phrases. Bars 13 to 16, quick dropouts and one bar where the grit is heavier as a fill into the next section. A huge upgrade is thinking in phrase states instead of constant automation. Make 3 macro snapshots. A state is cleaner and narrower with less movement. B state is wider mids, more motion, slightly more grit. C state is your fill, aggressive for a bar. Maybe band-limited clang layer up briefly. Old-school arrangements often feel classic because changes are discrete and timed, not because everything is constantly wiggling.